This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Tuesday, as we have items sent to us from the Park County Sheriff's Office covering activity going back to last week. They include miscellaneous assistance at milepost 46, a camper pulling car disposition assistance, Kevin. So that's like a wagon pulling a horse, I guess. Camper pulling car. So that's a good camper. Yeah. Let's see. Traffic stop, milepost 32, driver warned for speed via pacing. Disposition warning issued. So I'm guessing maybe not going fast enough. So maybe pacing.
Maybe.
So, yeah. Road hazard blockage on County Road 6UU. A trash can lid in the road. Well, the whole county shut down. Thanks, somebody. The whole county cannot move around because somebody left the trash can lid in the road.
Obviously a job for law enforcement.
Yeah, we better call law enforcement. We better call the other agencies involved. Yeah. So, suspicious activity, relocation camp, seeing people with flashlights by the building near the chimney, not sure what they're doing. Disposition, unable to locate. So they got the sheriffs out there, nobody there. So, animal call other, lane 6. RP would like a deputy to take a report for chicken that were killed. I don't think Monty's writing this way. It must be somebody else. Monty's usually pretty good with the grammar. In case it was just, you know,
one chicken.
Or chicken as a whole. So we don't know. I don't know. Not whole now. See, property lost, animals lost, horses. Domestic, Highway 14, 16, and 20. RP states that he is trying to leave his husband, and he won't let him. This not physical, just verbal. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So he's verbally not allowing him to leave, Russ.
Don't go. No.
Okay.
I'm calling the sheriff then. it's just verbal. So he's thinking, well.
I'm leaving.
No, how about not. If you just open the door and leave? So, you could do that. Like, no way. Let's see, suspicious activity, Whitney Drive. RP has a house being built. He has a remote camera on site. About 20 minutes ago, he viewed a truck pull up to the residence. He advised no one should be there. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So if you're not on site and you're having a house built, people like to shop that 24-hour Home Depot.
Discount
right there.
Construction supplies.
Let's see, trespass complaint at Stone Sheep Circle. RP would like his neighbor trespass disposition. CK, especially if you live in a circle, Ross. Get this guy out of here. I don't even like looking at him. Trespass complaint, Blackwater Creek Ranch. RP has two employees. She would like trespass from the property. Disposition assistance, Kevin. So you got, and they're still the employees.
I was going to say, I'm guessing they're ex-employees now.
Or maybe, yeah. It's like, well, you're trespass from the property, but you're still employed. It's going to be hard for you to turn in your timesheet. How that works.
Stand at this point and do your job.
Yeah. Miscellaneous assistance, Hacienda Road. RP received a letter, would like someone to take a look at it. Disposition, CK. Look at it, it's got a stamp on it. Didn't even come in off my phone. It was in a box outside my home.
Yeah, weird.
Yeah. Suspicious activity, Sheep Mountain. By the gravel pit, a white school bus parked at the location for the past 6 days. Currently, here's them shooting out there. Disposition assistance, Kevin. That's a special school, Russ. So on our field trip today, we're going to go shooting at the gravel pit.
Yeah,
that's a good school. Harassment. Blackwater Creek Ranch. RP State subjects are harassing customers. So, again, that's... You get customers at Blackwater Creek, and the employees harass them.
I guess they don't count on a lot of repeat business.
No, they don't.
Unless the harassment is in the form of, hey, man, you got to pay your bill. Where do you think you're going?
Then harassment, Blackwater Creek Ranch. RP would like to speak to a deputy and guards his two subjects who harassed his family. So, again, it's a... You know, the travel brochures of Blackwater Creek just, you know, you got to look on page 3 of that brochure of being harassed. So.
And then, of course, at the end of the exchange, the perfunctory, have a nice day, yeah. Come again.
Come again.
No, I won't. This place is horrible.
Let's see, suspicious activity, lane 9. Two males approached RP's residence. Both had cards around their neck from Dish and DirecTV. Came to RP's location, wanted RP to change from DirecTV to Dish. He told them to leave. Disposition, unable to locate. So there you go.
Well, I'm confused. Was it two guys, one from each company?
Yeah, that's what it from what Dish it's like. And DirecTV.
Yeah. I'd be like, okay, you guys duke it out.
Yeah.
Whoever the winner is,
yeah, there
that's
you go.
Who I'll get my cable
for. Yeah. Threats at Pizza Hut on Yellowstone Avenue. RP states she's receiving threats by text from people at Pizza Hut. Disposition, unable to assist. Once again, that's not on their brochure either, Ross. So,
one pie, you're done. Never going to go get another.
You order a pizza from Pizza Hut, they deliver it, and then you start receiving threats from the cook.
Hey, I did not order a side of insults.
Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance, Highway 114. RP says that he doesn't have money, needs his schizophrenic medicine, requesting to speak to a deputy. Disposition referred to other agencies. So, once again, the Park County Sheriff's Office does not have people to deal with that. So, and they will... I don't think they go through training with that. So,
well, and if you've got a schizophrenic and he's out of his medicine, we probably want to get him some.
Yeah, we definitely want him to get going.
Hats off to, I mean, at least this guy's asking for help.
Yeah.
That's a good sign.
Animal stray, City Park, Sheridan Avenue, a chihuahua running at large. Well, who left the children out when this is going on? Look out! He's going to bite someone's toe.
Danger, but not above the knee.
Yeah, so you're okay. They don't like to jump.
Yeah.
Ready report. Good to go. Ralston, RP, says they convinced a possible drunk driver to pull over and stop at the gas station in Ralston. Vehicle, dark-colored Dodge pickup, unknown plates, disposition, assistance given. I'm not sure how they convinced him while they were driving.
They were using pinafores.
Yeah, it could be hand signals or maybe flares. Could be.
To convince the guy, you know, they've got beer at Good to Go.
Yeah. Oh,
screech. I'll pull right over.
let's see. Parking problem, State Street, Matizzi. RP State's trailer parked on State Street, blocking the view of people turning on the highway. Again, there's just no parking anymore in Matizzi.
No, it's wall-to-wall.
Yeah. Trespass complaint, Cody Missionary Alliance Church. RP would like to have a subject listed below, criminally trespass from a church.
Wow, you really messed up, man.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely are growing devil horns now. So, if that's getting kicked out by the church. Littering, Cooper Lane, black truck occupied by two females and passengers started throwing cups and trash down Cooper Lane.
Great.
Disposition, informational. Someone will clean it up, I'm sure.
If you want to show the world just how classy you are, start pitching your trash out the window.
Let's see. Miscellaneous assistance, road 11. Caller did not sound distressed, but only spoke Spanish. Then the line disconnected. Disposition referred to other agency. So we don't know if in Mexico, 911 actually could be something else.
Yeah.
So you don't know. Property damage, Red Lake. RP advised ex-boyfriend refusing to return her belongings. suitcase. So doesn't say if anything was damaged. Mm. So theft, lane 20. RP says there's a man stealing gravel disposition. suitcase.
Well, by the truckload or by the pocketful?
Yeah, he's got pocketfuls of our gravel. Check him. Assist other agency. Park County Annex. RP needs an officer to issue a ticket. Disposition. Suitcase. Probably not to him. So,
come and give me a ticket.
Assist other agency at Pizza Hut. RP says that her ex's family is threatening to hurt her. Disposition completed.
How is Pizza Hut involved?
I don't know why. It's just a wild place over there. That's the Cody Pizza Hut, Ross. You get added adventure over there.
Sounds like it.
Yeah, it's more like dinner and a show. So, let's see. Theft. Jonathan Road. RP says someone stole his front license plate. Disposition referred to other agency.
Or it just fell off.
Yeah. Escort miscellaneous on Warren Street. RP requesting an escort for the Labor Day parade in Metairie. So there you go. So you get the escort, and 3 minutes later it's done. So. Yeah.
Don't blink.
Yeah. So we're going all the way up the block and Matate's out. They're going to start over again. So, let's see. Miscellaneous assistance on Whitney Drive. Male subject came to address and threw papers at RP. Oh, a paper cut. So stop throwing paper at me. Assistance given. So I'm not sure what assistance is going to be. So.
I'm not supposed to get wood pulp in my eye.
I wonder if they needed a signature on it, too. You know, I would be wary of the pen next. You know? Anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge Do It Center. We're on Tuesdays. Tim likes to watch the diners at Pizza Hut. So, anyway, I appreciate the Park County Sheriff's Office for today's Police Blotter Report.